a long and very wonderful day of blessing and fellowship, and I'm sure we're all looking forward now to the Vesper service that we have before us, and we'll turn this meeting now over to Brother Wade Austin.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Before we begin, I'm going to ask the congregation, we're going to be singing hymn number 368. But before we do, and while you're turning to that, it was brought to my attention that a sister from the Los Angeles area, Sister Ella Kitka, and I know some of you heard about her in one of the testimonies, she's going to be having an 88th birthday on June the 3rd. And so thought we might like to make you aware of that, and I just know she would love dearly to be inundated with cards from the brethren. So if you get that opportunity, we're going to put the address at the table where the cards are and the letters have been started, in case one letter hasn't been started for her already. And thought we'd like to make you aware of that. For the Vesper service, we would like to begin again by all of us singing hymn number 368, Under His Wings. Thank you, Brother Tim, for giving us that chance to stretch. this evening, the musical selections we prepared for you are a collection of images, really. Images that are from the scriptures and that were put in words by poets. And I would like to, I think, just take a moment to give you some of the scriptural origins of these images. Before I do that, I was thinking of images that we get ourselves when we come to conventions and we go away with images. And when we have an image of a Sylmar, it's usually this scripture: come away to a quiet place and rest. And we get images of the trees. As Brother Tom said, the historic buildings and so forth. How many are here for the first time this year? Oh, there's quite a few. I knew Sister Sandra was. I was thinking when she goes back and tells her husband, when he asked her what it was like, and she'll say, "It blew me away." And she'll be right. So, I think most of us, when we remember a Sylmar, this, we don't ever quite remember it like this year, as far as the wind goes. Some scriptural images. One of the first songs we're going to sing, I think, had its image origin from a text in Matthew that reads concerning our Lord. When the even was come, they were brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." And I was thinking of the Isaiah scripture that he bore our griefs also. And so now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, "Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." And Jesus said unto him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." And another image is found in John, the 4th chapter, in verses 6 through 15. The image of the woman at the well. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore being wearied with his journeys, sat thus on the well. And it was about the 6th hour. And there came a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus saith to her, "Give me to drink." For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. And then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." And the woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle?" And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life." And the woman said unto him, "Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." Yet another image that we will sing about this evening is one that rejoices our hearts. Revelation, the 21st chapter. That image of what it will be like in the kingdom. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And boy, we really understand that when we look out at that sea on this coast. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will be with them and be their God. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." And yet another image, a peaceful image, from a familiar psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And a last image that we're going to sing about, perhaps one that I know many of you are familiar with the song we're going to sing, and I know also that many of you may hear it for the first time tonight. It's an image that was generated by Noah. It came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. And he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her into him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And there was another occurrence of a dove. That, of course, was when our Lord was immersed at Jordan. And we read, and I'm reading in the wrong place, but here it was. "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" So think of these scriptures as these hymns this evening are sung to you. It's a medley of hymns that we're going to provide for you without comment between the hymns. So just sit back and enjoy and rejoice in the images.
Jesus is Lord, the refreshing stream. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things I could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me millions in this world who are craving the pleasure earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I fill it up, Lord, come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole.
Thank you very, very much, Brother Wade and brethren, for those wonderful songs and melodies of Vesper and meditation. I'd like to close this evening and day of fellowship and convention by reading Songs in the Night. And we'll have Brother Mark Davis read that for us. For Sunday, May 28th.
Songs in the Night for May 28th. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Psalms 40, verse 4. If we leave the world to become the Lord's people and receive the lessons of experience at his hand with proper faith in him, the outcome will surely be a readiness and promptness to make a full consecration, a full submission of ourselves to do the Lord's will, to follow his leadings, to inherit whatsoever he has for us. And if the faith be of the proper kind, we will say with the prophet, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Such and such alone can be led of the Lord in this present gospel age, in which we must walk by faith, not by sight. Such alone will have the confidence to go forward in encountering the various oppositions within and without in the present time. Such will eventually be God's representatives and leaders in the blessing of the world in the millennial age. Let us learn well the lesson of faith, of trust, as God informs us of his appreciation of this quality, and that he can deal with us only in proportion as we possess it. So in our own experiences, we find that we love most to assist and encourage those who manifest an abiding confidence in us.
Thank you. Let us all try to develop this faith to be more pleasing to our Heavenly Father and more faithful in our walk in the narrow way. We've had a long day filled with many blessings. Now it's time to retire. We do have refreshments in the back of the room. And we bid you all a nice evening, a good night, peaceful rest. And we will reconvene bright and early in the morning at 9:15 for the opening service. We'll have Brother Wade Austin now close with prayer for this day.
Would you like to stand, please? Dearly beloved Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy blessed and holy name. Dear Father, we're so appreciative of the many blessings that thou hast poured out upon us. We're thankful for the many images, the pictures that we have of precious memories of days gone by, of here at Asilomar and of gatherings of brethren in other places. We're so thankful for the example of those that have gone before, and we would pray that thou wouldst continue to abide with us, that we might be more faithful in service unto thee. We're thankful, Father, for the skills of the poets to set these images into words, into poetry, into music. And as we sing these words and these notes, we do it to thy honor and glory, and rejoice in all that thou hast done for us. Abide with us now, that we might be rested this evening for yet another day of blessings on the morrow. Keep us safe in the palm of thy hand, and may thy kingdom soon come is our most earnest prayer. We long for it and ask these things in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen.